Okay, folks, it's the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio 1.6 on the FM. And you're listening to us today from our studios here in Kitchener and Waterloo, actually Waterloo, Uptown Waterloo at 108 King Street North. And my guests today are Jim Coffey and Mr. Scott Cressman. So thanks for coming out today, guys. Should be a great show. We're going to start off, as usual, with some music. I'm going to ask Scott to tell us about his favorite song here, and we'll play it, and then we'll have some fun.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff, for having us. So the first song up is from Alabama, I'm in a Hurry. And I'm not sure if Jim here listened to much Alabama growing up. But
I'm not that old.
I certainly listened to a bunch while riding along in my dad's old white pickup truck.
Okay.
And we had the cassette deck in the truck and just had a great time.
Has good memories for you. I like that song.
Bring me back to a special time and place.
All right, let's play it. We'll be right back with our agriculture show. And my guest today is Scott Cressman and Jim Coffey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know. Drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. I'm on a roll and I'm ready to rock. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
It says I'm running behind. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until that's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. Until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know.
Hi, this is Emil Fadul. I'm the Retail Fueling Facilities Manager from FS Partners. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmers and the needs of society.
Wow. We just had a song, and it's Alabama, and my guests today are Scott Cressman and Jim Coffey. And great story on that song, Alabama. You know, lots of our listeners would remember working around the farm, and a song or whatever was popular that year is on the dial, and you remember it till the day. So
for sure.
I'm looking forward to hear the rest of your songs. First of all, let's get to talk to Scott. And he's our new guest. Jim's been here before, and I'm glad he's out today with us. And we'll have some songs. He's got one of his favorite Brazilian artists he'd like to play some songs from, so we'll do that. But let's first get to know Scott.
Sure.
So, Scott, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I grew up on a beef and hog farm southwest of Kitchener in the New Dundee neck of the woods. I was the youngest of four boys, so growing up, I certainly had my work cut out for me. But certainly had a lot of fun just growing up on the farm, doing a lot of the chores that came along with being raised in a farm setting. Carrying on through high school, I got involved with a bunch of sports, likely following after my brother's footsteps, not so much forging my own path, and decided to pursue agriculture and studied at the University of Guelph, the agriculture science program there. I wasn't too keen on the crop side of the farm business growing up. I thought I'd be a little bit more interested in the livestock operations on the farm, but going off to university in 2004, there was a little something that hit the beef industry called BSE.
Yes.
And that certainly gave me a second opportunity to rethink the whole livestock industry. So had the opportunity of working as a summer student with a chemical company, Syngenta, and had a great opportunity to experience in their research fields and really studying what goes on in the crop fields. Through my third and fourth year, I got to know Clarence Swanton, who's a researcher at the University of Guelph in the Weeds Lab, and got to study the weeds on his weeds team. And through that opportunity, he invited me on to do a master's with him. So I carried on for 2 years in his lab studying the implications of light quality for weed control. Very high-tech stuff, but basically but looking
good,
at...
Yeah, good basic important research. Yeah. You know, you're having fun with it, but it's important, right. Yes.
Yeah. So after that, I worked with a number of companies, and then this past year, took on the opportunity working with Pioneer, and it's been a great company to work for.
So a great story. This is wonderful for our local community radio station here in Kitchener-Waterloo to have a local a person talk about their life experiences and where they come from. And we'll get to hopefully Scott can tell us more about what's happening out in New Dundee. I suspect you're still busy at the farm on occasion.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. And you're busy working at Pioneer, and we'll be glad to talk about that in our second section there when we talk about what we do.
Yeah.
Jim, are you interested in talking a little? Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you are and what you do.
Well, I was sitting here listening to Scott and thinking, well, you graduated exactly 28 years after me. So I've been in the industry for, 35 years professionally. I work with Pioneer as what's called an account manager. My wife and I have a little farm north of Fergus where we do our best to make sustainable production agriculture work. We're probably more conservationists than anything. We donate probably 20% of our farmland to wildlife habitat and whatever. We have two kids. Both are in Laurier here, so we have a connection to Waterloo. One's in music, our daughter Caitlin, in her fourth year. And my son is in business in his first year.
So there's no stranger to this part of the world. You've been up and down King Street for a few times.
Quite a few times.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole Waterloo area is just a great sort of integration of agriculture and urban lifestyles. You know, the St. Jacob's Market, our Mennonite and Amish farmers around here. We have a great culture.
Yes, we're very lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had the best place in the world here at Kitchener-Waterloo. My goodness, you're right beside a big old city with all those amenities and high tech, and you can be 5 minutes out in the country and enjoying a beautiful sunset or a nice summer day. So let's play another song, Scott. I got the one Collective Soul that's tuned up here. Tell us about this song and the artist and how you like them so much.
So this is definitely taking me back to a time and place. With my older brothers, they introduced me to some rock and roll. When I got to high school, I was probably 5 years behind my time because I started high school and close your ears here, Jim, 2000. And certainly the 90s are kind of passed on, but Collective Soul, Precious Declaration from their Discipline Breakdown album.
All right. We're going to play it. And just stay locked in, folks. We're going to play a great song here. It's the Agriculture Show, episode number 139. My guests today are Scott Cressman and Jim Claffey. We'll be right back.
Morgan. I'm a member of the Waterloo Region Nature and the Grand River Environmental Network. You're listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
And we're back, and thanks for listening in, folks. Episode number 139 of the Agriculture Show. It's your host, Jeff Steger. And we've been talking to Scott and Jim about their respective where they come from, what they're doing, and sounds like everything is well and good up in Fergus, and New Dundee is a wonderful place to live, right, Scott?
Yeah, it really is. Lovely community.
We'd like to a little more about what you guys are doing. And we alluded to already that you work for a company called Pioneer, and that's a large and well-run company that brings agricultural products and seeds and things to the public. And rather than me speaking, you should tell us. So what sure. What do you guys do?
You want I guess I'm on first.
You go ahead, yes.
The newbie. So as I mentioned, yeah. I am new to the company and to the role. Yeah. But I am an agronomist, and I cover off the region Waterloo, Wellington, north to Owen Sound, and then east to Trenton. So my primary role within the company is to support and our sales rep with any of the agronomic issues that they're dealing with. So helping our sales force with positioning new products, and then helping them deal with the agronomic issues that farmers face each year.
Yeah.
So for instance, this year we certainly dealt with a frost event in that late May period where a lot of crop or corn was froze off, and big concern to growers. They've invested a great deal into their crop, and then working through that issue and helping them rectify that.
Mm-hmm. I remember the day. That was May 23rd.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, you know, it's funny how when you're in an industry, you remember those pivotal times.
Oh, absolutely. And certainly it was a challenging time. On our home farm, a lot of our acres were hit.
Yeah.
And it, luckily for us, the corn regrew and it survived. But certainly a scary and challenging time for a lot of producers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Jim, you're still got the same job, right?
Well, last Friday I did.
Okay.
So that's good. So what do I really do? My wife wonders that every morning when I leave, because I actually really enjoy my job, and she thinks all I do is go around and drink coffee with people, which,
right.
You know,
right.
is a large part of it.
Isn't there, that's something on Facebook about that, you know, whether the six panels, what I do, what I think I do, what my friends think
yeah.
do, what my parents think. There should be one for Pioneer County.
Nobody really knows what I do.
Oh, I knew Jim from previous roles, and yeah. that was maybe my impression.
Yeah, but it's... you know, it's hard to describe. I have 13 professional sales agencies.
Yes.
And I work with the sales reps in those groups to build their business and work with all the growers. And it's kind of a combination, a little bit of Scott's job in the agricultural recommendation area, and a lot of organization, a lot of planning, a lot of customer face-to-face time. And, so it's just being out there dealing with issues and trying to create things that are a benefit to both our sales reps and our customers.
I'm really glad you came on the show today. I'm sure when you started with Pioneer, the idea of going on a radio show was not probably even thought of at the time, but that's the realities nowadays where we all wish to get the message out.
Yeah, we didn't have... VHS tapes or anything even then, you know.
I haven't meant more
cell phones. I didn't have a cell phone, you know.
Well, I just meant more about the concept of actually reaching out to people through media.
Yeah.
You know, we'll probably spend some time on that too. Is, you know, the whole media thing nowadays, like you have a Twitter account, maybe,
yep.
Scott. Yeah, so there you go. I don't have
one. I have one.
You have one?
Yeah, I have 94 followers. I'm really proud of that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But it's quite good, because at one time there was not quite the access and not quite the ability to get our story mm-hmm. out as there is nowadays. So it's kind of different. Something new that Scott's, mm-hmm. that's pretty normal for him, but something
yeah,
different for
me.
Yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. I should also mention... being new to the company, there's a few things that really stood out about Pioneer.
Mm.
And I think the standout features are that trustworthy nature that the company has.
Mm-hmm.
They've developed a rapport with their customers. And they're certainly a leader within the industry, and they're well-respected throughout the industry.
Mm-hmm.
What's the experience been like for you, Jim? You've had a lot of years working with Pioneer. Some of your thoughts?
Well, Pioneer, from internal views, I'm not sure people really see this, but they've always been community-oriented. Our sales professionals come from the community within mm-hmm. each area. We do want to talk at some point here about some of our community giving programs.
Yeah, and looking forward to that. We'll do that in the next segment. Yeah. Yeah, great.
Pioneers always stepped up to that plate, but they never looked for the limelight in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been proud to work for Pioneer Hybrid, and, you know, obviously it's a big part of my life. Yeah. So.
Hmm. So, and, you know, I think it implies, too, it seems to me, so as farmers, they do have the skills and expertise of people like yourself and all kinds of other industry people to help them do their job. And there's, you know, you could speak on behalf of all those guys, whether kind of hat they're wearing, but they're all, you know, concerned about their customers do well, their community, and so on. And you know, you guys work for Pioneer speaks well for them, but I think everybody in your capacity as account executives and agronomists representing mm-hmm. various things, a good bunch of people.
Well, even in the industry as a whole, I've found that it's a close-knit agriculture industry.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of familiar faces. People just want what's best for the industry and what's best for the farmers. And we certainly can dive into that discussion a little bit further,
too. Yeah, that'd be great. And you know, the beauty of it with you guys is we can. There's numerous topics nowadays that we could talk about in detail. But what we want to do too, if possible, we should do that. Is that we're going to be mindful that our listeners may not know,
right.
You know, an apple from a pear or something.
Right.
So if we do agriculture 101, okay. We'll be delighted to talk some more about sure. some agriculture issues. But, you know, it's time for us to play their song, and then we want to talk about this great product Pioneer's got in the third section. So we'll get around to it sometime here.
Okay,
so song number three. Now, we want to make sure we get one in for Jim here sometime.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to play? Let's play one of yours. How does that sound?
Well, why don't you play Hallelujah? Because you seemed to like that one when we talked.
Oh, is that the... You played that before? Okay.
That's I played a good that one. A bit for you. This is from a young lady named Luciana Zogby from right. Brazil.
Okay.
And essentially, I was looking at music one night and a number of songs I liked, and I'm actually going to Brazil with a group of people, a group of farmers, in February. And I saw this young lady from São Paulo when I was scrolling through things. I thought, oh, I'm just going to listen to her, see what that sounds like. And it turned out I thought she was very good. And she has a number of songs on iTunes. I just downloaded a couple. And it's got nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but it's just a nice song.
That's true. And I remember now, it's all coming back to me when you had brought this song, where it's a great song.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play it, and we'll come back and talk some more about agriculture, and just stay locked in, folks, the Agriculture Show here on CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. So she tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew. Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Moses Bogart from Straight Out of the Pit Punk Rock Radio. You are listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. If you like local, independent, and southwestern Ontario punk rock, then tune in to Straight Out of the Pit Punk Rock Radio, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM.
And welcome back, folks. We're here in the halfway through our show today. Oh, maybe not quite that far, but moving along quite smartly. It's just great. Episode number 139, and my guests are Jim Coffey and Scott Cressman. And so we had done in our first two sections, you know, get to know our folks and a little bit about what they do, and we know a lot more about where they're living and what kind of lives they're leading. They're busy, busy, busy. This is the third section, and this is when I asked my guests to tell our listeners a little bit about agriculture, and you guys have got something really, really good to bring to us. It's you alluded to it before, Jim, about the public response. How you reworded the you're community minded, and this is how you do that. And it's called Full Bellies, Full Lunches or something?
Full Bellies, Full Mind.
All right, yeah. So go ahead, Scott. Tell us all about this great
thing. So certainly at Pioneer, we're in the business of growth, growth of plants, of farms, and of people. And so one of our community initiatives that we're looking forward to introducing for the year 2016 is the program Full Belly, Full Mind. And so there certainly are a lot of young children out there these days that don't have the opportunity to have a square meal or a breakfast before going off to school. And there are a lot of school programs out there that look after meeting this need. And certainly at Pioneer, we recognize that there's a lot of these great community initiatives, and we're not interested in so much in creating or reinventing the wheel, but coming alongside and supporting some of those initiatives. And so that's the goal of this Full Belly, Full Mind program, is to, in local communities where our reps are dealing, they can put together applications to access some of this funding.
So that's pretty amazing. And what good wisdom is, rather than reinventing the wheel, go with something that's already a problem. And I'm sure most Canadians have heard that there are kids going to school hungry. And I don't, maybe you guys got the stuff there, but is it like 1 in 6 or something?
Yeah, it's quite 1 in 6 is the estimate.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously breakfast is your most important meal of the day because it helps your attention span, your learning, your energy. You know, that's why I always start with a good breakfast with a customer every day, pretty well. Besides, it's very social and people enjoy it.
That's true.
So,
did you guys have any input into picking this one there? I don't know how it works in the perhaps
management. We didn't really have any input. Okay. Right. But the way it works at Pioneer is we really do not want to get into donating to bricks and mortar. Mm-hmm. We like to do some good, and we do like to move our donation dollar around. So really, it's not a forever program. Our most recent we'd like to focus on one large program at a time amongst many smaller considerations. So our current program that we're wrapping up was called the Funding Initiative for Rural Emergencies, FIRE. And what we did there was spent the last 3 years helping local rural fire departments build up their emergency preparedness equipment. Mm-hmm. And in this area, just locally, we helped the township of Wilmot. We helped the Shakespeare Fire Department, East Zora Tavistock, and, well, that would be 3 in this area that people would relate to. I think we helped over 65 across Canada, something like that, in 3 years.
So that's so yeah, these projects are of 2 or 3 year duration? Is that
Well, they're one-shot deals. Well, the total project is put out for maybe 2, 3, 4 years.
Right.
But generally, the assistance is a one-shot deal, in this case with the fire departments. really, I'm not sure how it's going to be run exactly with the new program, but there'll be dollars available to assist. And if teachers or school boards are interested in finding out about it, the first level is to contact their local Pioneer sales agency, which inevitably it comes to me. So jimcoffee@pioneer.com if you want the application. And, you know, it's like most other things. We'll provide the application, you fill it out and get it back to us, and then our committee makes a decision on where these funds go.
Hmm. Well, I'll put a link on, when we do our show broadcast, yeah. I'll put a link to whatever you think is the appropriate URL. And that way, if some of our listeners, in fact, wants to do it, they can go to that either main web page, which would presumably include your email, or yeah. We'll make it possible.
We'll figure something out.
They'll figure out something. So, folks, if you want to follow up on this program initiative, we'll provide that on the website when the show is posted, and you can be part of or be a recipient of this project on behalf of community development by the Pioneer Corporation, or is it DuPont? How do we Pioneer?
DuPont Pioneer.
Yeah, it's some of these names are getting quite long.
Yeah.
So, well, that's good news, and you know, just as individuals, you must be very proud to be part of a group that's doing this stuff. Who wouldn't be to be feel like they're being an active part?
Well, I know for sure the fire program. That really struck a chord close to home. Mm. My father-in-law and wife were on the volunteer fire department of New Dundee, so it's great that companies like Pioneer have the opportunity to give back into their local communities.
And, you know, with the fire program emergencies, we do have every year, unfortunately, a number of people we lose in agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that strikes home very close to many of us. And that in itself drove that initiative.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Huh. With that, you did a good job of describing that. I'm sure there'll be so many calls on that website that it just way it goes. It's open to any school group.
That's right. Any school board, schools. It could be community groups too if they see the need within a local community.
Yeah.
Fill the bellies of some of these young minds that are learning lots at schools.
Good stuff. Okay. So let's say we play another song, and we'll come back to another segment, talk a little bit about some other general purpose agricultural issues. Okay, guys got lots of information they can pass along. We have a good listenership who are mostly urban, and they just love to hear about agricultural stuff, and more than glad to hear it from another source. And it's just good.
Yeah.
All right. So I happen to have tuned up here, Scott. This is U2. And the album is Achtung Baby.
Yeah, even better than the real thing.
Okay, what's the story in this song? What's the scoop here?
Again, I was listening to U2 far longer than I should have been. No, love U2 growing up. I actually got the opportunity to see them in Toronto at their 360 tour. Had a great time with my brother-in-law and some friends. And I actually wake up to this song from time to time.
Hmm.
And if you'll listen to the introduction or the opening, you can appreciate it as an alarm clock. My wife, she doesn't appreciate it as an alarm clock.
She's been up fighting fires all night.
Well, it's a great song, and ta-da, it has a great story to it, too. So we'll play it, and we'll come back and talk some more with the guests today, Jim Coffey and Scott Cressman.
Give me one more chance. Let me be a lover tonight.
This is Scott Cressman from DuPont Pioneer. You are listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Thanks so much for doing that, Scott. That's great. It's always, those are sum up our values here as a federation, as this radio show, that we want to reach out to our urban and our neighbors mm-hmm. here in the Waterloo region. And we're going to do it through the prism of agriculture, and I'm just glad you're able to do that. So, sure. Hey, well, so as per usual, folks, the great show. We're having fun here. We got to know the guys, where they live, with families. Got to talk a little bit about their business, which is seed and agronomy experts with a Pioneer company. And then we talked about this initiative. Part of the community outreach by the Pioneer Corporation.
Full belly, full minds.
A lot of kids go to school hungry, and this is one of many ways to help with that situation, which is not good, especially in Canada, yeah. But that's another show and beyond our political, well, we could have a great political show about it, but we're going to stick with agriculture, I guess.
Sounds good.
All right, so as you know, guys, this show is, we're in the middle of a fast-growing, high-tech, urbanized area here in Kitchener-Waterloo. We're so lucky, Waterloo region, lots of town folks. What would you tell people about agriculture? You know, they that there's misinformation, good information out there. What would you tell people at agriculture? Should we all be wearing that shirt that says "Stay calm and keep eating"?
Yeah. That's probably a good idea.
Well, I shouldn't probably be wearing that shirt. I am a little bit larger. Growing up as the youngest of four boys, you had to eat quick to survive. But I think the key message that comes from farmers to the rural public or our consumers is that farmers love what they do. They take great pride and satisfaction in producing safe, reliable, and sustainable food. And they're really good at it, too. They would be more than happy to share some of their insights into some of their production practices. But we also need to recognize that farmers have a responsibility to play, whether it's sustainability of production, the environment, and also providing a reliable source of food.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fortunate in Ontario, really. We're right in the breadbasket, I'd say. We've got a great environment here. We've got a wide variety of food that is produced across the southwestern Ontario, whether it's beef, dairy, poultry,
mm-hmm.
veg production in the Norfolk region, potatoes in the Alliston region, and there's a bit of fine wine as well.
Yeah. I was thinking that.
Yeah. So farmers certainly can be proud of the work that they do, and they do have a great story to share. But one of those things that you were kind of raising, Jeff, was this whole technology piece. And I think it's important to also know that farmers have access to some of the greatest technologies in agriculture history. Is that safe to say, Jim?
Well, it's amazing what we can do today versus the 35 years ago.
The productivity per person is quite impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still out there. We had the Real Dirt on Farming magazine has some of those stats. It's probably not on that folder anymore. But
yeah, it is, actually.
Okay, so there might have been something in there. Like, it's probably about 200 people, I think, per farmer.
Right. Productivity has just climbed over the last number of years. We do have technology to thank for that. And just like consumers have access to the latest and greatest smartphone,
right,
farmers are utilizing those smartphones on their farm to help them produce, but also technologies like robotic milkers, GPS-guided tillage equipment, and other technologies that really help increase the productivity and sustainability of food production.
And the workforce is, like yourself, you're probably, you guys are typical, or college-educated.
That's right.
Yeah. Every year there's more and more people in agriculture who are up to speed on what's going on. Not that as in any part of our society, there's going to be more and more college graduates as part of that.
Yeah. Well, agriculture tends to be a technology leader. So in the media in the last few months, we've been listening about cars and trucks on auto steer, basically. But we've had auto steer in agriculture for years. And drones, well, we're incorporating drone technology to our field mapping for, you know, all kinds of monitoring that we couldn't do before to make things better and more accurate.
I've said it for years that there needs to be like a TV show that creates greater awareness, and it would be very entertaining when you think about the reality TV shows that are out there, or even the science and technology TV shows that are out there. There's daily programs that talk about Shark Week or Automotive Week, and yet have I seen a Farm or Agriculture Week.
That's kind
and
of
the
cool
technology
idea
that farmers are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the big highlight or the big point to drive home is that technology doesn't need to be feared. These technologies are certainly revolutionizing the way that farmers produce, but they also have to be respected as well. Mm-hmm. It can't just be implemented without really thinking about how that technology fits in.
It's I'm glad you said that, and it's true, and I'm not too sure how to convey this along to our urban listeners that everything there's a problem, but they're manageable. There's nothing going to ambush us. We're just it's a regular progression, as in any industry, of challenges and solutions and continuing research. And so in agriculture, it's, I guess it depends who you're listening to, but, unfortunately, not too many people, their links to the farm are slim now.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, those farmers who participate in farmers markets are probably the only link that most people have to a farmer.
Maybe they
are our spokespersons.
Yeah, we're out there, the city, surrounded by a lot of diverse agriculture. You know, maybe it's just as simple as going out and asking a farmer why.
Mm.
You know, go for a ride with a farmer in one of his pieces of equipment.
I think it comes back around to the accessibility of food, too,
right.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Where many people haven't gone hungry. There are certainly times and situations where people come across hard times and they can look to programs like our Full Belly, Full Mind or the food banks, and that's awesome. Our society is very giving, and they should have that privilege and that right. But I think with the increased accessibility of food, the respect for it has come down. Now you are seeing movements in certain communities with buying local and the foodie movement, that where there is that greater appreciation from where their food comes from, but the low cost abundance of food that is out there, it maybe loses some of that respect.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. Things are much better when what you have or work for is valued,
mm-hmm.
and you've put some sweat into it.
Yeah.
But when things are given to you, it becomes throwaway and diminished in your mind's eye because you just got it for nothing.
Well, and I think there are people that there is that resurging into that disappreciation. I shouldn't be so negative. You see garden centers in the springtime, right?
Yeah.
They're just being flooded with people that are looking to grow their own garden and reacquaint themselves with how food is being produced.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big positive that we can move.
The biggest thing we have in our country is choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can choose to eat what we want and how it's produced.
Yeah.
And other folks don't have that option.
Mm-hmm.
So our choice does help feed the third world.
That's true.
And, but here we can afford to look at different methods.
Different options.
Mm-hmm.
So our listeners go to a farmer's market, or they say, Jim, go introduce yourself to a farmer and say, I want to go for a ride. I never could ride in a big tractor when I was little, so now I want to.
Yeah.
People should, if they're interested in agriculture, is
practice it. Yeah, you don't need a big garden. You have a little
plot, a garden will teach you a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
But the challenge is what the difficulties are. Yeah, true. The internet's a curse and a blessing. You can go online and type in a topic, and it takes a disciplined Google to parse out reasonable arguments both ways.
Yeah,
I mean, it's easy to pick up a headline, but it's not. It's more work to go there and say, "Now, is this true? Make sense?
Yeah.
What are the other points of view?"
Yeah.
You guys have any favorite websites you like going to? Well, besides pioneer.com, if you want to go find some news, you type in BBC.
I do BBC every morning. Sure, see what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Work my way around the planet.
Yeah.
Drink my coffee.
Globe and Mail.
What's some of the questions your non-farm neighbors would ask you, Jim? What comes to mind? Does brown milk come from brown cows?
I don't know. They've ever really been asked things like that.
Yeah.
They'll come to me and, this neonic issue is big, so they'll come and ask me, what really is going on there?
Right. Yeah.
Most people have no grasp for the full, like the full story or all the information.
What's all involved.
Yeah, and why we do things the way we do, and how responsive farmers are if an issue is found out to potentially be causing a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, farmers stepped up to the plate and tried to address that issue, and this year we have to make a decision on our seed treatments, and farmers are very proactively working through that, scouting their fields, making sure that we're using the right seed treatments or not using them, you know, depending on what we find out there. Yeah. So farmers don't need to be mandated to do something. If there's something shown to be a benefit, and working in concert with people, we'll make the right choice.
I really like what you said there. You have friends who come up and ask you what's really going on. They are open to hearing other stuff. But they ask, right? I mean, it's easy. It'd be so much easier for people just to say, "Forget it. I got my mind made up. I don't care."
You get that, but most people don't know what they don't know.
Right.
From both sides, and my wife is a long-term, now retired, rural school teacher, and a lot of the ladies in there are urban ladies, and a few men. Need more men in teaching, that's another thing. But, you know, so obviously I know these people, and we have good discussions about where the food's coming from, why, modern agriculture. A lot of folks are stuck in the past when they think about agriculture. Agriculture is a business. The farmers generally have a personal connection to it. But farmers today really are environmental stewards and conservationists. It's just good for business, if you think about it and comprehend it.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive to say that they're wrecking the environment, because that would be...
Wrecking an environment is good for me. That doesn't make sense.
It's their livelihood.
Yeah, we need it to last.
I know. How about yourself, Scott, in our discussion, any anecdotes or observations you've had over your career so far about interesting people have said to you that you either thought was crazy or fun or whatever, you know?
I guess just to kind of combat this whole divide and understand where food comes from, I was a volunteer at a local youth group, and one of the events I ran was a corn theme night, and basically we had a bunch of corn-related activities where we did a bit of a relay race, hand-shelling a cob of corn and spinning the corn ear to see what corn-related food the kids could eat. And the kids were really surprised at where corn ends up. Marshmallows, I'm not sure if you're aware, are made from corn. The first and second ingredient in marshmallows is corn starch and high fructose corn syrup.
Okay. That's good for them.
It's awesome. Sugar. But not many people realize that a lot of the acres of corn that we see around the countryside isn't sweet corn or popcorn. It's in fact used in corn sweeteners, in the Coke that we drink, or the soda pops as sweeteners in a lot of the foods that we eat.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's... It's a surprise every day what people are saying about stuff sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I think the kids really enjoy it, because I also did, it was a matching up the pictures and ordering them so that they could kind of link the activities that take place on the farm when it comes to producing an acre of corn. Yeah.
It's a fun one. Excellent stuff. Okay, let's play this song, then we're going to do a wrap-up, then we'll do a final wrap-up, so we're going to play some more songs. We have a bit more time yet. Scott, you're our music guy today. Sure. Although we could certainly play some more. That lovely singer, that Brazilian girl, that was wonderful.
Great it's just because I'm songs. Going to Brazil, I thought, what the heck.
That's well, true. This one's probably fitting. We got Weezer, Holiday.
Yeah, I got that one,
So I think that's directed at me.
Yeah, this might be suitable for one of the songs that your buddy straight out of the pit would play.
Okay. my Moses
Boger. Punk rock
90s. Yeah, I know. That's actually here at the station tonight. As Moses, he does a great show. Thanks for mentioning that. He'll appreciate it.
Sure.
All right, so you're thinking this song sounds a bit more like that.
I enjoyed some punk rock back in the day.
And which one was this? Your first concert you went to, or the first CD?
No, it was just one of those songs that stuck with me.
Right.
Through the years.
Yeah. Okay. We'll play it, then we'll come back, talk to our guest today. Just stay locked in, folks. We're having lots of fun here on CKMS Radio, 1.69 FM, your best local community radio station. And today, the Agriculture Show, we've got Jim Coffey and Scott Cressman. Just stay tuned. We'll see you in a short bit.
talk to our friends and family. In 3 verse we will write a post. Talk to our friends and family. In 3 verse we will write a post. Talk to our friends.
Okay, I'm Jim Coffey, and I have Scott Cressman here with me. We both work for DuPont Pioneer.
You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo.
Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo.
The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Good stuff. That'll take keep.
We hardly even stumbled.
Yeah, I know. It was good stuff. I thought maybe
the breathe part helped.
I thought, you know, you'd have a real echo going on there, but that was just great. Thanks for doing that. Appreciate that. And we like to have something special and remember each of our guests by, and that was certainly unique and one of those things you want to replay again sometime. Well, folks, what a great time. I just want to thank the guests here. But so what we're going to do first is just kind of go over what we did already, play another song, and finally do our last out. Where did we start, fellas? We talked about where you're from and what you're doing, and you're still living in Fergus, and is there not a stream in behind your place that you're down fishing in or something?
Well,
or?
We have the Urban Creek that feeds by our farm. It's the northern boundary, and it feeds into the Grand River at Elora. And because of that, I spent a lot of time when I was a kid running around on that creek bed, and that probably helped me think the way I do. I want to conserve it, and improve it, which over the years we really have. I guess I'm the history part here, because I can look back and go, well, you know, we used to run cattle down there and they were in the stream, and you know, at the time that was normal practice, but it probably wasn't a good idea.
No, that's true.
So that's not done anymore. And then that ties back to the rural water quality program that Waterloo ran, even though I'm in Wellington, we had similar things. That is the best example of urban and rural people working together to provide funding to help farmers and landowners enhance the quality of their environment and their conservation efforts on the farm. So I've been fortunate to work with Grand River on some projects on my farm. And, it really has cut down erosion control, and the stream quality, you know, is just unbelievably improved over the last 40 years. And our idea is to keep it that way.
Do you have a chance to take your kids down there and to relive and enjoy that experience of being in nature where they...
When they were little.
Yes.
You know, we spent a lot of time, I spent a lot of time shoveling snow off the creek to go skating. They still love the creek. They'll take their friends down there, and We do have some nice paths and that, and they'll walk through the meadowland and back into the forest. And my wife walks around the farm every day, which includes walking through not all, but a lot of the creek bed area. And it's just a nice walk.
And Scott, you've a country boy raised on the farm. You probably have good spots that you know, that certain parts of the barn are probably the property where the pirates were.
Well, actually, Jim was kind of bringing back some memories too, discussing creeks and water quality. The farm I was raised on, Crystal Brook Farms. Dad can remember growing up as a kid, there were river trout that would swim the stream. That ran through the farm property. And certainly water quality is something that is important within the region. Dad's been working with the region of Waterloo as well with a lot of these water quality initiatives. And a lot of the land that we farm is Waterloo Moraine, and it's in the recharge zone for the region's water. So a lot of the practices that we implement on the farm, we've thought it through and how that impacts the water that that many of our consumer friends in the city deal with.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, you take your kids back to the farm and show them all these spots. And
yep, absolutely. I can remember throwing lots of stones into the creek on the way out to catch the bus in the morning. It's a bit of a long walk, and it was uphill both ways. I don't care what anyone says. Half a mile lane with a hill in the middle. You climb uphill both ways.
That's true.
Yeah, if you know what
I mean. Yeah, I thought I was the only one. And we talked a little bit more about, you know, what y'all doing at Pioneer there, and it sounds like you have some jobs and responsibility and some fun with the two, helping out the customers and doing, you know, for what you can with in terms of how best to incorporate all the environmental and water quality and crop needs and yields that are required. But there's a lot to balancing on that for each farm.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah. What's it so far this year? I guess now at this point, then you guys are anticipating next year's crop already. Like, you just got to think about how many bags of seed they want, all that stuff. It's not just a matter of all of a sudden one day you phone say, I want a bag of seed. How much like me is a whole year or two lead time on that, right?
Well, there's a lot of planning goes into it. We need the farmers' cooperation to help us move the seed. And we have ordering processes. And that actually helps us. It takes us literally 9 months to ship our seed out because there's so much of it. And the farmers need to figure out roughly what they need next spring. We're very responsive to pre-order products to get our planning done, but then to work with it through the winter to make sure that if changes happen, we can help the grower through that.
And then a lot of the things I've been involved with recently is looking at a lot of the plot information that's coming off. So oftentimes farmers will...
What is a plot?
Yeah, split...
Explain
I will explain
people.
A plot. Okay. They'll split their planter and they'll plant different varieties or different hybrids and review how they perform on their specific ground, their specific soil types. And so within my role, I review a lot of the data. We'll take those different hybrids, measure and weigh them off and see what sort of yield we're getting off of the different hybrids, and then feed that information back to our reps so that they can use it in support of how they position different products or different seeds on different farmers. So
lots of statistical analysis.
Oh, yeah.
One of your favorite.
Lots of data, that's for sure. And then another thing I should mention is we are always bringing new varieties to our customers. So reviewing the research that is generated by many of my work colleagues and some of the more stringent plots that we look after and reviewing. So, yeah.
And amongst all this, you're wearing another hat today, too, bringing us news about the Full Bellies, Full Minds program.
Right. Yeah.
Just tell us again quick what that's about.
So it's our community initiative project for the 2016 season. We're looking at providing funding to many of the school nutrition programs that are already established in the communities that our Pioneer sales force work in. So those school programs, whether they're run by the local school board or other community groups, can access some funding through an application process. And we've certainly had a lot of success in some of the other community initiatives that we've done in the past.
Okay, so I can remember to put that on the webpage when we post the show, that so people can find that link.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be at the pioneer.com homepage of some sort, or how to talk to you.
Our website is www.ca.pioneer.com. It's a little backwards, I know.
I never look at it, so I don't know.
I've got it saved.
I have other resources.
I remember that because it was...
You're looking at it in your pre-life.
Really strange,
yeah. Yeah, I know.
I will find a connect to it somewhere. It'll be,
I'll
come up
my email
Google.
On it. I'll deal with it. That's my job. Right. I deal with things.
Okay, so then, if nothing else happens.
Look at that.
Yeah,
hey, you
found something. ca.pioneer.com. You can find us on the web.
Okay. We'll get them both on there. We'll do a new school and old school, just like that, eh? We got the email going. So you're wearing that hat there, and the previous segment we talked a little bit about what you tell our urban listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing basically, you know, get out and find out, visit a farm, be a well-informed reader. Make sure you're getting your data from all over. Anything you want to add to it, or have I done that justice? What would you tell the public about the farming?
It's a little bit too late,
right.
But the Royal was going on this past week, right. Last week in Toronto.
Yep.
But something that your listeners can maybe put on their calendar is College Royal, which is the University of Guelph open house.
Excellent.
And they certainly welcome the public in. And it's a college open house. It's not strictly agriculture, but the OAC, Ontario Agriculture College, certainly is very involved there, and mm-hmm. they can certainly go in, take a look at different animals, and I believe they have a livestock show, so they can check out some beef cattle, dairy cattle, and the likes.
Yeah, it's hard to,
it's close by, too, and you'll see some agricultural stuff there.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to get an overview in one shot.
Right.
So, once again, I come back to you're surrounded by a lot of really good farmers in this mm-hmm. area of all sizes and all production methods. So it's worth talking to, if you want clarity, talk to both what I call production agriculture and alternate production agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of things in many different ways. And there's reasons for why each individual does it the way they do it.
Mm-hmm. And as you point out, there's choice. They're lucky
there's
in this country we have
choice. You can get it all here.
No, we're doing good.
Yeah.
I think we did justice there. That probably covered everything you want to do. I propose we play one more song before we do our final how do you do and the way you go type stuff. My guests there, Jim Coffey and Scott Graham, and we're going to ask Scott one more time for another song title. And is it Creedence Clearwater?
Yeah, CCR. This is kicking a little old school.
All
right. Scott's choices are a lot better than mine.
This is some quality mixtape action going on here.
Okay.
Bringing me back to listening to some mixtapes on the old red minivan.
They're going to tell your friends about it when they bring back them all memories, too.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back with my guest today, and we'll do our final wrap-up. But for now, we're going to play some CCR, and so just stay locked in and enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Come on now. They're going up around the bend.
Hi, this is Mel. I'm from Mel's Prime Beef. You're listening to The Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the farmer producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmers with the needs of society.
Well, okay, dear listener, thanks for listening in today. We really appreciate you listening to our show today, and it'll be uploaded and podcasted. That's the wrong word. What's the word I'm supposed to use there, Scott? Not podcasting. That's a stream, right?
Yeah.
If I just put the file up and people can listen to it.
Data?
MP3. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm an old guy. I don't know what all this stuff is.
So we'll do that, and then you can listen to this show and pass amongst about your friends. Put it on social media. We sure do appreciate the support. And if you're so inclined, this is community radio, and it only survives by way of donations. And that's it. No commercial radio here. It's a real deal. Well, it's certainly time now just to. Once again, thank my guest today, Jim Coffey and Scott Cressman. Jim, what are you doing in the next 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks, and 2 months?
Well, basically, the next few days, I'm going out to visit our good customers and talking with them about their needs for this coming spring. That's really what we do this time of year. And, you know, with the job, as you work through it, we go into more of a meeting mode, information sessions during the winter. What I'm doing in myself personally, well, I went to Peru here a few weeks ago.
That's excellent.
Which was very neat. And I went to the place where the pre-Inca people started purposely breeding corn for yield and cold tolerance in 600 BC. It's massive. It's unbelievable.
Okay, I'd love to do a show about that. You know, there's I had a South American person resident here who was going to come in and talk about the history of corn from the Mexican perspective.
Yeah.
That would be a great show.
Well, I'm not an expert on it,
no,
but I'm just amazed by what they really did, far beyond anything that people conceive today. And, I'm going to Brazil with a group of farmers in February. Then my wife wants me to go on a Baltic cruise with her in June. So my tour organizer has it all planned out.
Well, it's good to have life's things kind of organized, Jim. You're a lucky man.
Be organized and have fun. And somehow work your job in there, too.
You know what? I just thought of a great thing come to mind is that you guys are both married guys. This would be a great time to recognize how great your family is.
Yeah.
The support of our loved ones. Well, this is, give a shout out to my wife. I'm sure all wives of farmers are looking forward to the finish or conclusion of harvest. You asked Jim what he's up to. I'll likely be giving my dad a shout and seeing how harvest is coming
along.
Done. And yeah. We've got a ways to go at Crystal Brook Farms, but the wife definitely appreciates when the crops are all off. As
my sure wife made me the man I am today. Well, Mark, can I say? No, if it wasn't for her, I'd never get outside the farm gate. So she keeps me traveling around the world, and she organizes it all. That's great. I love it. Mm-hmm. I just show up.
They're the best. You guys, right on radio, too. That's excellent.
Behind every good man.
That's
there
right.
Stands a good woman.
That's right.
And Scott, yourself, what are you doing in the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 hours?
Oh, lots of fun ahead. As I kind of already mentioned, I'll be helping out at the family farm wherever I can. We're still in the midst of corn harvest, and we do have the livestock facility as well, so I like to help out Fridays or my morning to look after chores. And I guess 2 weeks, I should get some Christmas shopping done in there sometime. Mm-hmm. Actually, Christmas isn't 2 weeks away. It's longer than that.
You're okay.
So,
yeah, got time.
I got lots of time before I have to worry about anything like that.
Did you go to the Royal Linen? No, I didn't get down there.
No, I can't say I did this year. No.
That's a good suggestion, though. That's a great idea.
Yeah. I was, like I had mentioned, growing up on a beef farm, we had a feedlot. I was involved with 4-H, as many other farm kids are, and never quite understood the whole purpose of showing cattle, as I'm sure many listeners don't quite understand it. It wasn't until I went to Guelph and got to meet some other Aggies and other 4-H'ers, I went to the Royal and took it all in and experienced show cattle and the show scene. And it kind of clicked that their whole purpose is to kind of show off and highlight their breed or their animals that they've worked hard for generations to select and build. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really neat. Certainly, maybe not the, I guess, a true representation of what actually goes on throughout the industry, but it is the cream of the crop, yeah. the best that are there. From a genetic standpoint.
Yeah. Good stuff, guys. We're just about done. I'm going to play out the couple of songs left from your selection. There's another U2, another one by Weezer. One's nice. Mysterious Ways and Say It Ain't So. I'll just play them whenever we wrap up our show there, so that'll be good.
Great.
And I'm glad you brought them. So that's the end of our stuff here. That's been a great hour and a half, and not quite, but it's been a lot of fun. And so listen, I just want to thank you guys for coming on today. Thanks so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Right. And with that,
I'll be back talking about Peruvian corn.
Yeah, I know. That'd
I
be
have pictures.
Well, if you could find I'd love to get like the agriculture is a wide topic, and boy, what could be more appropriate than someone speaking about the beginnings of corn, the foundation of so many societies, our own native indigenous population, corn was part of their diets, and of course where it all started was in Central America and Mexico, I guess it's attributed to be the main one. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's great, be a great
show.
That's
the next subject.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right, folks. It's your host, Jeff Steger. Thanks for listening in. Agriculture Show here on CKMS. And we're back in 6 days and 22 hours. And if you eat this week, thank a farmer. And we'll see you later. Bye for now.